Welcome to the Pearls of Wisdom show with Catherine Barner. Catherine's one-on-one conversations with women of faith from around the Christian community will provide you with valuable insight, entertainment, and the encouragement to strengthen your walk with God. Keep listening. The Pearls of Wisdom show with Catherine Barner starts now.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I am Catherine Barner, and this is the Pearls of Wisdom show. Well, I am excited, as always, to have you listening in today because, of course, I have another great guest that I'm going to be talking to. Did you happen to see the War Room movie last year? Do you remember the feisty Miss Clara who had all of us running home trying to find a spot in our house for our personal war room? Well, you are in for an absolute treat because I am talking with Karen Abercrombie today, the real Miss Clara. Karen is an award-winning actress, Parents' Choice Award-winning storyteller, singer-songwriter, and motivational speaker. She recently formed her own production company, in addition to releasing her debut jazz album entitled Matters of the Heart. Karen, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm grateful to be here with you this morning. Thank you for inviting me in.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. I'm so excited to be talking to you. And as I mentioned, everyone, Karen, of course, remembers you as the fiery 80-year-old Miss Clara from the War Room movie. So tell me, first of all, what drew you to that particular role?
I think it was more of a divine assignment.
Mm.
I had gone to a Women of Faith conference many years before, actually 13 years before.
Wow.
And they had a dynamic actress who would do scenes and monologues between the different women speaking, Nicole Johnson. And
yes.
I was like, oh, my God, if you would just allow me to use my gifts in the way that you're allowing her. And then the years passed, and I kept, you know, pouring out wherever I was, and the opportunity presented itself to me.
Mm.
I had moved away from New York City, moved away from Los Angeles, and I was living in a small town north of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And the church I was going to, there was a gentleman. I had been there 8 years. He had seen, you know, what I was doing. I was directing, writing, and, you know, their drama person there. And one day he said, you know, the Kendricks are going to make another movie.
Wow.
And I want you to send a picture and a resume. And then the story went on from there.
That is amazing. And I love what you just said there, Karen. You're at this Women of Faith conference. You're watching, you know, this wonderful woman. And you're saying to God, you know, please allow me to use my gifts. I mean, how that to me, I think, is so incredible when we actually ask God, you know, to give us an opportunity to use the gifts that he has given us to glorify him.
Yes.
That is wonderful. And so, you know, I was listening to you and I heard you say something. You said that we often use prayer after the fact instead of a strategy to protect ahead of time. Talk
yes.
a little bit about that, Karen, and what that really means.
Prayer is so powerful. And I think because it is just there, that connection laying right before us, we don't realize how powerful and precious the gift is.
Mm.
And all we have to do is just go before God
yeah.
every day for everything,
mm.
you know, the big and the small, and giving him praise and thanks, and start our days with that. We're covering whatever situation may come our way with prayer. And too many times we try to handle an issue by ourselves
oh,
in
yeah.
our own power. And when we realize, oh, we're in over our head, that is when we want to drop to our knees and cry out and make petitions
Absolutely.
To God concerning whatever the issue is. But when Jesus bled and died
mm.
and he went into hell and he defeated death,
mm.
And that sting of death, and he rose again. He made this gift available to us,
wow.
you know, where we could go through him to the Father and just lay whatever it is at his feet and
wow.
trust and know that it could not be in a better pair of hands.
Mm.
And like I said, it just seems too easy to be true to many people. But if we just start every day that way.
Yeah.
Everything, praying about everything, our kids, school, health, marriages, constantly, every day, then we're actually covering everything in that garment.
That is so amazing. And what you said there, you know, you're talking about, you know, the power that he has given us, you know, through prayer. And I think you're absolutely right, because one of the things that I talk about sometimes, you know, you often hear when something happens, you know, people will say, well, all we can do now is pray. And I always say, you know, they say that as if there was something you could have done before now that would be better than the prayer. But and we know scripture clearly tells us, you know, to pray without ceasing. And Jesus himself, as you're talking about that, he modeled for us, you know, throughout the Gospels. You know, we see where he goes away by himself to pray.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So if he, as God.
The Son of God.
Yes.
God himself, if he's taking off time to pray, there's something there.
Yeah, yeah. What an incredible example that he is to us. And I agree with you.
God,
I think so many times we do. We see it as this last resort.
Yes.
Wow. Let me ask you this too, Karen, because I know part of your story, you were introduced to Christ at a young age.
Yes.
You talk about, you know, both of your parents, they were not in church, but it was your aunt. And
it was my Aunt Vine.
Yeah.
Neither of my parents went to church, both alcoholics. Mother was also a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
But my father's sister, my Aunt Vine, who is 90 now,
wow,
she had a children's ministry where she would go with her little board, you know, the flannel board, and Mary and Joseph and Jesus and the animals and the Bible, you know, and she'd just go into all these different neighborhoods teaching the kids about God's love for them.
Mm.
And I was one of those children and gave my life to Christ. At a very young age, I was 7 years old, and I got busy in church and, you know, Sunday school and the children's youth choir. We had a amazing youth choir, too, and we got to travel around singing and stayed plugged in until I became a teenager. And when I became a teenager, I became the banner for the party girl.
Had a little fun. Had a little fun.
Yes, yep. You open up the book and look on the party girl. There I was. And then in my 20s, I started walking back to the Lord.
Mm.
But I never, ever felt that because I had pulled away from him, he had pulled away from me.
Wow.
I always felt him wrapped around me, and he would show me every day in so many ways. That he was there with me.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And then I eventually, you know, in my later 20s, rededicated my life to Christ. And every day I'm striving to just continuously be stripped, continuously, so that there is nothing separating me from him.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. And I love... Don't you love that, you know, what you said, you dedicated your life at 7 years old, you know, became a teenager. And as a lot of us do, you know, we think we're grown, and of course we can do things our own way.
Oh,
you strayed away. But what you said there is he never left you.
He never left.
That's the kind of God that we serve. You know, no matter how far away we go, he's right there whenever we decide to turn around and come on back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. He never. It's so wonderful because I always imagine, you know, all of the pictures we see with Jesus' arms spread wide when he's nailed to that cross, where it's like it's our Father God. He never closes his arms. They're always open. And that blood is always flowing to purify us, to bring us back to the Father. Mm.
That's a beautiful, beautiful picture. Wow. Well, I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk about something. You recently started your own production company. So share with us, Karen, you know, first of all, I want you to talk about the name of the company and where that came from. And then tell us a little bit about, you know, why you thought it was important to do this and what you want to do through this venture.
Well, actually, first I had named the company Handmaiden Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, Mary said, be it unto me according to your word.
You
know, I am the Lord's servant. But I later rethought it, and I just felt that the Lord was leading me in a different direction. Changed the name. The reason, the purpose, the intention is still the same, but don't let the name block other people from hearing you or seeing your message.
Yeah.
So I changed it to Tapestry Entertainment. And, you know, a tapestry is a beautiful piece of art or whatever. It might be a rug with all these threads running to it, painting this picture. So I called it Tapestry Entertainment because the stories that I will be telling, stage or film, are stories, common stories, you know, with that common thread running through that would unite us all.
Exactly.
You know, just good stories that show us we all go through the same thing. We really want the same things. We want we want protection. We want food. We want our kids to grow up healthy. We want to be safe. We want love. You know, we're so much more alike than
we are different.
All realize.
Absolutely. And I think it's incredible, particularly, you know, in the climate that we are in right now. And as I was reading a little bit about the company, now you said that it's to create positive, intelligent, inspiring, and thought-provoking entertainment. And I just, I read that and I thought, how refreshing would that be, you know, as opposed to so much of what we have. And of course, you know, your work with the Kendrick Brothers, who do amazing, all of their films have been amazing, you know, Fireproof and Facing the Giants, and of course, War Room. So one of your projects that you have coming up, tell us about that. Is going to be in New York, actually starting in June, Ciao Bella.
Yeah, it's called Ciao Bella. Ciao Bella is an Italian word that means hello, beautiful one. It also means goodbye, beautiful one. I was living out in L.A. many years ago, and we have a huge population of homeless. And at one point, I could have made blankets for each and every one and fed them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and, and turkeys and da-da-da-da-da. But after a while, you just find yourself becoming numb, or at least I did, because it was so much. It was everywhere. And then at one point, I just didn't see them anymore, or I tried not to, blocking them out. And I didn't like feeling like that. You know, in like I put myself in somebody else's shoes. How would I feel? Someone not seeing me. And many times people cast their own stories onto the homeless person, why they are out there. You don't know.
Exactly.
You know, by the grace of God, here we are.
Absolutely.
You know, a couple other twists or turns, we could be out there.
We could
so
be
So it's
person.
A story of a woman who was a singer, brilliant composer, and life has chipped away at her. And she finds herself out on the streets of New York City, but she's still composing music. And as she composes the music, the audience gets to hear the orchestrations that she's hearing, and then she breaks into song. And then eventually you'll see that it is the most beautiful love story, one that rivals Anthony and Cleopatra and Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
And all of that just lets you know, she's just like us.
Yeah, yeah.
Same desire, same needs, but a set of circumstances.
Things
she finds herself out
way.
There, just like you know, like I said, for the grace of God,
Absolutely.
Here we are.
And
you know?
and that word there, grace, because that's all it is that separates.
Yes, it is.
You know, it is only
it is.
By His grace that we are not in so many other situations. It's only because of His grace that you know that I am sitting here, that you are sitting there, that we are not, like you said, that woman.
And it could have been just one decision.
Absolutely.
One decision that would have flipped the script completely.
Completely. Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, talking about the music that's going to be in this play, and this is something I did not know about you, Karen, but you released a jazz album last year. You are an incredible singer and songwriter. I happened to listen to a couple of the songs, and I was like, wait a minute. I did. And it gave me that feel, you know, Karen, of that just kind of being in a really cool jazz club somewhere with, you know, just kind of sitting back, and it's what I call grown folks music, you know?
Yes. Because we need it.
Yes.
Don't we?
Yes, indeed. Excellent. Excellent.
Music? Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And I have to tell you something, girl. I had been writing that music and putting on a show for many years.
Really?
There was a church that I had gone to where, you know, you don't listen to that. No. You don't sing it. And then I thought about history.
Mm.
And, you know, African-Americans, this is one of the gifts that we have given to the world.
Oh, absolutely.
But many times the gifts we have might be painted with a dark brush.
Mm.
And so, therefore, a lot of stigmatism comes?
Stigma, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, attached to it. But no, I said, you know, I'm going to take this up. God gave me this.
Wow.
You know, I do worship music too, but this is, many times you'll hear my worship music sounds jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way he made me, and
yeah.
I'm going to honor him in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Well, it's incredible. And I would encourage everyone to go out and get it. It's called Matters of the Heart. I don't know. I don't talk about music a lot on here, but it was good. And like I said, it's grown folk stuff. So I appreciate that. Let me ask you this, though, Karen, for someone who may be listening, a young woman in particular who may be listening, what encouragement would you give to that young woman who may be desiring a career in the entertainment industry, but who may feel like she has to compromise her beliefs, her Christianity in order to be successful in that industry?
I would say be clear on who God is and who he says you are.
Mm.
And know that if he's given you a vision, he will give you what you need to bring that vision into fruition.
Yeah.
But don't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
There were many projects that I turned away after I had rededicated my life to Christ, because there are some that I would have done had I not been clear on who I was in Christ.
Right.
But and then, you know, like Hollywood tells you, once you're 38, you know, you're over the hill.
Exactly.
Well, I will say this, be encouraged. God found me. I wasn't in Hollywood. I was in a little tiny town called Mooresville, North Carolina.
Wow.
And he found me and basically laid war room in my lap.
Yeah. Wow.
So just trust that his timing is perfect. And you cannot allow the world to tell you who you are and how you can use your gifts. Every time I step on a stage or in front of a camera, it is worship. I'm saying somebody's words or whatever, but it is worship. I am thanking God, you know, for this opportunity and for the gift to even be able to do this. So his timing is perfect. You've got to trust him, and you need to be with people that are doing good things, excellent things.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Now, I heard you talk about, particularly when you guys were filming War Room, I heard you talk about the fact how you all prayed on that set how that was so much different from any other set that you had been on previously. And you know, when you were working on television or on other films, that was just a foreign entity. You know, you may have been praying for yourself, but it certainly was not a group effort. So,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very powerful. Every morning we started with prayer. We all on common ground.
Mm.
You know, the director, the writer, the lady, the crossing guard, everybody. We'd have breakfast together, and then we'd pray, and someone, we'd take turns doing reading some scripture, you know, the devotion for the day. And while we were filming, there were people who had been assigned different times to pray for us, different churches. So we never filmed without prayer covering us.
Yeah. And how incredible
is
that?
It was powerful.
Well, that certainly explains the success of the movie. Absolutely.
Yes, the power of prayer. Mm.
Well, let me ask this, Karen, before I let you go. A couple more questions. Tell me this. What is the greatest lesson that you have learned?
The greatest lesson that I've learned?
Yes, greatest lesson you've learned at this point in your life.
That God knows my name.
Mm.
Me, little me,
Wow.
And he purposed me for great things. And great things, that can mean everybody in the world will know your name, or it can mean just the people in your community, or the people in your church, or just the lady across the street. But whatever it is, he's given you, the value in that is passing it on in love.
Wow.
Through love.
Wow.
And then you've accomplished that. You're living in your purpose. You know, and you never know who you're blessing with a kind word one day. And that will be just what they reflect back on when they're going through it. And just those words will allow them to overcome. And then when they've risen up, part of you has risen with them.
Wow. That is amazing. And isn't that, you know, I'm just thinking about this, you know, this circle and how, you know, like you said, you know, you raise someone up, and when that happens, they're raising you up, but then they raise someone else up, and then that person.
Oh,
and so we just have this cycle that keeps going.
Yes.
And all of it is to ultimately glorify him.
Yes.
And so he's the one who's ultimately being raised, and he's the picture that everybody sees. I say all the time, you know, when we go through things, we don't go through it just for us. We go through it, you know, so that we can encourage someone else. But in encouraging them, we're pointing them back to Christ, and we're pointing them to the one who helped bring us through.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is. Pointing back to the source.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, one last question before I let you go. Yes. We could talk all day long. Let me ask you this. I love to ask most of my guests who are on the program. I'm really wanting to know what you have to say to this one. What is your favorite passage of scripture and why?
Honestly, there are so many. and as I get older, a lot of them had to do with how God will continue to use you. And that he can use you at any age and any stage in your life. He's never, ever finished with you.
Yeah.
Ever. But Psalm 103, almost every verse in Psalm 103, praise the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, praise his holy name.
Mm.
Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, for he forgives all my sins. He heals all of my diseases. He has redeemed me from the pit of destruction, and he crowns me with love and compassion, and he satisfies my hunger with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Wow. That's a beautiful place to end. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Karen, thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
this time to be able to talk to you. Like I said, we could just, you know, I could just come and sit at your feet and we could just
talk all day long. Lord willing, I would love to sit across from you over a cup of tea and a meal and just commune.
Let's do it. We will make it happen. Definitely. I will, whether it's LA or New York, or if you make
Absolutely.
Your way to we'll definitely connect, and we will make that happen for sure. I would
Beautiful.
Love to do that. Thank
Beautiful.
You so much, Karen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And everyone,
I will, you too. Continue blessings and continue great works.
Thank you so much. Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Join me again next week when I'll share more pearls of wisdom. And remember, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
For His Glory Ministry has been such a blessing to my heart and to my spirit. I am so thankful for the weekly women who come on and share their experiences and their life journey. Each week, it's as if you're sitting around the table and listening to the experiences and situations that women have gone through, and somehow you feel better, you feel empowered, knowing that you can make it in your day, knowing that there are women who share your conviction of Christ, and also women who God chooses to use in such a mighty way.
This ministry is listener supported, so if you would like to help us continue bringing powerful and life-changing conversations and messages to the airwaves, visit our website at fhgmin.org. You'll find information there on how you can become a sponsor for this program and how you can support the ministry in general. So if you're able to do that, we say thank you in advance.
You've been listening to the Pearls of Wisdom Show with Catherine Barner. visit online at pearlsofwisdomshow.com.